It's a numbers game with your host, Gil Alexander.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game right here at Visa, the Sports Betting Network, Sirius XM Channel 204, Visa.com, the Visa app, Vobo's Link and Game Plus. Thank you to Jason Weingartner, Weingarten, that is. What's wrong with me? Jason Weingarten, Paul Sport, of course, Chris Felica, first hour. By the way, it's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada right here on the show. And if, by the way, if you need to hire, you need Indeed. You instantly get a list of quality candidates from Indeed's resume database the moment you sponsor a job. Get started at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. It is Gil Alexander. Jason Kahn is here. And ladies and gentlemen, as is the case each and every hour number two on Thursdays here on a numbers game at VSiN, it's our friend, unscripted as always, Bill Krakenberger at Bill Krakman with a K. Good morning to you, Billy. How you doing?
Good morning. How we doing? All right.
I'm doing very well. We weren't a flannel. You ready for the colder weather?
Yeah. I woke up a little colder today.
A little chilly.
But it's going to be. I mean, the weather. Look at this. Is the month you want to be in Vegas? Is October? 88, 90 in the daytime, 70 at nighttime.
Beautiful.
Fantastic time of the year to be. I always tell people, you know, September, October, May, early June, best times to come to Vegas.
It really is a beautiful time of year here. And it's one of those things, that I'll say this about Vegas, because I never thought I'd move here, right? I never thought so, but life takes you in certain directions. If you can stomach June, July, and August, right? If you can stomach the extreme heat, or maybe you figure out a way to hack June, July, and August by getting out of here for a little while, it's gorgeous the other 9 months of the year. Gorgeous. It's a beautiful place to be.
We've had 100 days of 100-degree temperature this year. But you know what? It doesn't feel like it to me. It doesn't feel like, I'd rather have the 100-degree temperature than the ice, the wind, and the snow.
Oh, I don't miss that for a heartbeat. People are like, oh, don't you miss the four seasons of DC? I'm like, nope, don't miss it at all. I don't miss potholes.
Seasons are overrated.
Yeah, they really are. Oh, fall's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Cherry blossoms in DC are nice, you know, the years that it lasts for 3 days. But other than that, you know, no, I don't miss it at all. Ken, you know, if you live in California for 21 years or however long I live there, you get so spoiled by that. Bill, did we work out the whole thing? Bill was kind enough to be on the Megapod here. Was it last week that you were on the Megapod? Was it the week before? It was the week before. Did we work out the whole thing? You coming to the Circa opening, man?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Going to get I don't even own a tie, so never mind a black tie. So I'll be out. I'm going today to get my tux and little bow tie, I guess.
Now, here's the thing, and I don't want to belabor this too much, because obviously most people aren't going to come here, so I don't want to make them jealous here. But does it have to be a bow tie, or are some people going to come black tie but just cool and funky?
Oh yeah. It probably just has to be black tie. Yeah, yeah. It says black tie. So sure. Yeah, I think you're right about that. I admit it. I had to Google what a black tie event was. You know, street guy like me, normally we're holding the door at those things.
It is. It cannot be overstated how one event like this with the words black tie has completely turned people's lives upside down. Wait, what is this picture? Hold on. What is this?
The swim thing. Yeah, I seen that on Twitter last night. That's the girls at the new, I don't know what it's called, swim area of...
swim area.
Yeah. The stadium swim girls.
Stadium swim, I believe is the correct term, yes.
Yeah.
Swim area.
They have picked the right ones.
I wonder if they'll be in black tie.
They are sanctioned by Bill Krakenberger. They have picked the right ones, he says.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So we look forward to seeing you there. I'm excited. I don't know how long I'll be able to stay, but I'm excited. Jason and I are getting a tour for the first time today after the Megapod. So we're excited to finally be able to see it.
Looking forward to that.
Cool. Yeah. Bill, we'll do syndicate picks at some point this hour. We got those coming up.
Oh, yeah. Got a couple things to talk about. Yeah. Syndicate picks. Sure.
Okay.
Can I get right into one of them now?
Please. I'll tell you what. I'll interrupt you in 30 seconds for a station ID, but go ahead. Give us the topic.
I put a tweet up yesterday. I retweeted a show I did during the week at back in the Meadowlands, and it's got a lot of. I woke up this morning to about 6,000 views, and I said, you know, it's something good to talk about. It's a sensitive subject, a very sensitive subject. But as usual, we are usually broaching on a sensitive subjects here.
You always, for goodness sake.
Yeah, trust me. I went back and forth with myself about doing this or not. But I said, you know what? I'm going to mention it on Gills. So let's give that. You want to give that plug now? Go ahead.
I got to give it in about 10 seconds.
Oh,
so
oh, So there's an actual time you got to do it.
Okay. Yeah, this we're unveiling the curtain, and it goes, Bill, a little something like this. It's Gil Alexander and Bill Krakenberger here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, Sirius XM Channel 204, VSiN.com, the VSiN app. Always hour number two with Bill. I have no idea what he's about to spring on us, but he will let us know right now. What is it, Bill?
Gil, it's very important for the public at home to listen to this because it's something that people do without even thinking. So someone will go on, whether it be a network or it could be a radio show coast to coast, or it could just be one of the guys on TV on the weekends that are coming on pregame, on the pregame before the main NFL game. It's very important that you have to know you really don't want to listen to anybody and make them make you make a bet on a game just based on what they say without not only that, there has to be some back-tested research to what they say, something to quantify their actual pick and or what they're saying. And the thing that gets me the most is a lot of guys that talk about these games and tell you what they like, and, oh, this team should kill this team, they don't even bet on the games. Very important to know that you're listening to is betting. Now, listen, I'm not saying they have to bet what I bet or what you bet. I'm not saying they have to bet thousands of dollars because I'll tell you what. I did a story in 1999. I was writing for an online site 21 years ago. And statute of limitations, we could talk about this. But I did this story. So I flew to Curacao. I flew to Costa Rica. I flew to Panama. And we did this really unbelievable expose that I did. I probably have that article somewhere. But one of the places in Curacao was very well respected, or was back then, not now. I'll just say it. It's Pinnacle. So I'm in the Pinnacle offices in Curacao, and they put me up on the island. By the way, it's an oil refinery island. It wasn't the best island. Put me up for like 3 nights, and but of course you know me. Just because you put me up, I'm still going to talk good. I'm still going to let you know what I reported on. So anyway, went down there, and I watched overnights. And what I mean is, there was a set of guys that were betting literally, and by the way, they were from your area. I talked about this once on your show a couple of years ago. They were from the Washington, D.C. area.
Really?
But kids. They were kids. They were kids. And I say kids, 21, 22-year-old kids. We found out later on. They were betting 25 to 50 grocery dollars, which, it's 25 bucks a game, 50 bucks a game. So the owners of Pinnacle, they were actually betting in Hong Kong and different Asian outs. They were a betting shop back then. Something that no one else can talk about on this network because no one else would know this kind of stuff on the network. It's not their fault, just because you have an insider here. So it was known as a betting shop back then. They used to bet. They were a betting shop. They would actually freeze the number. Doesn't matter if someone's betting them. They would freeze the number. By the way, they were a phone-in shop back then. They were one of the last ones to come over to actually betting on the internet. So they would. I actually got pretty close to these guys, and I was watching in awe of what I was seeing. Literally, they would wait with bated breath for these guys to go from Washington to bet. You know, at 8 o'clock at night, East Coast time, and they would kick it all out, and they would bet 50,000 on their games that they're betting $50. It was unbelievable. So the moral and the point of the story is I'm not saying you have to bet any big money, but of course not. That takes years to build up but I want to know I'm following somebody that A, bets their own games, two, is a proven winner. Very important. Not to just go off half cocked and just bet because someone says it. And because it's maybe because they're doing a funny show, very entertaining show, and you're all pepped up. Your endorphins are going crazy. And now they throw out a game at you. And you say, oh, these guys are great. I love these guys. Let me bet 200. Let me bet 500. Let me bet 1,000 on this. No. That's all I have to say on that subject. I thought it was a pretty good.
Maybe I'm stepping into it. Maybe you don't want to give the answer. Was there a specific incident that happened recently? You observed something? You don't have to, if you don't want to reveal, maybe it's best you don't. But was there something specific that sent you over the top on this recently?
No. Just that, I was on a show in LA.
I'm doing
the show and I'm listening to the show before me. I'm listening, not even the show I was on, the show before me that I was on. And it wasn't even a gambling show, but I was on. I got on early. I got on the last 5 minutes, and now they're giving out their plates. I'm saying, who are these guys? Now they're giving out their plates, and the word. This probably set me off when he said, "This is easy money. See you guys next. I'll see you guys tomorrow." And I was just like, "Wow, easy money."
Easy money. He went with, yeah. Well, yeah, that's
so the. I mean, wow. People listen to this. This is the, and by the way, it's the morning drive. Oh boy, I'm gonna get myself in trouble.
It's leaving clues. Yeah.
I bought the last clip of the last show, and I was like, wow, people listen to this stuff. Trust me. Let me tell you, I know there's no sports betting in California. I know legally you're not allowed to bet sports, but let me tell you something else. All those beach towns, there's a lot of money over there, and everyone's betting. Everyone's gambling. The males between the ages of, this is bad to say, 18 to 40, a good percentage of them are firing every day.
Yeah, it's sort of a different, it's a cousin of what you and I have talked about many times before, which is with legalization, with the overturning of PASPA in May of 2018, what we have seen evolve is, And maybe we could have anticipated this, and I think we almost did anticipate this, is, okay, now you have this new generation of bettors who might have dabbled before but weren't comfortable betting when it becomes legal in my jurisdiction, I'm going to bet this. And they were waiting for this moment. And then you have a new generation coming up at the same time. And so you have, on the one hand, you have, you know, new bookmakers in those jurisdictions, or new in terms of them coming in from Europe, let's say, who can sort of condition those bettors to, we talked about it first when there were ridiculous, lines on each side, instead of -110 on each side, there were incidents of, -140 versus -140. DC is a particularly ridiculous place when it comes to juice on each side of a game. So we see it from that end. And then the other thing is, you're right, and it's a tried and true thing that works, the casual media of saying things like that, and you have an unsuspecting, new group of bettors, new generation of bettors who listen to something, oh, easy winner. And we, because we're so close to the sun, we forget that those kinds of things exist. So, I will say this. One of the things that we try to do, Matt Brown, Danielle Alvari, Kelly Bidlin, and I on Primetime Action, to the extent that we're successful in doing this, I think we're doing a good thing. When we're on MSG Plus, 7 to 10, Monday through Friday there on MSG Plus, we try as much as we can to remember that people are watching us for the first time. And it is, by and large, an audience that is, there are going to be some savvy veteran bettors for sure that are watching. But we got to keep reminding ourselves, as I probably should on this show, right? But this one is more of a honed-in audience. That one, it's brand new. We gotta keep reminding ourselves, and we try to do it, all of us do, to remember, oh yeah, these are new times. Let's not assume that they know what we're talking about, right? When we use terms, let's not assume that, and let's constantly define, okay, what we meant by that was this, and we're not any brighter than when we start, no one is super bright about this. You have to go through, even to the point, Bill, where we talked about the other night, when you first go up to a counter, right? Like the fear of some people to be able to put in a rotation number, So it's just constantly trying to educate bettors just from step one on along. But if you have these more mainstream guys, reverting back to that old hack, that old hackney way of doing things, it's a lock, it's easy money, that kind of thing, we'll never not have that fight.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct. That's good that you're actually conscious and you know what's going on. You know before time who the audience is and who the viewers is. That's fantastic, Gil. And just to finish up on that a little bit, I haven't been back to Curacao in 12, 13 years. But different shop now, different owners now. Back then, that was the most unbelievable shot. They were -103 both sides on NFL, -104 both sides on college football. Much different shop now The margins are much wider now. I just look on my Don Best screen. God, what a difference from the pinnacle of old. So, but anyway, that's something I wanted to touch upon.
Does anybody use the term pinnacle lean anymore?
That was the old thing. That's absolutely right. Matter of fact, I don't know if it's there anymore, but if you could, I used to Google Crackman Pinnacle Lean, and I wrote a whole story on it back in the early 2000s. And it was a winning thing back then. I don't think it's the same thing. You have to understand, even though you have a couple of the traders maybe left there, and I don't even think they're there anymore, you don't have the owner who was part of the computer group.
Right.
You don't have those computer group guys in there that was the genius behind Pinnacle. So it's just hard to sell. Keep the same name. Of course, you don't want the clients knowing that you're selling. You don't want the clients knowing that that genius isn't there anymore. And especially you don't want the clients knowing you're going to double the juice in the next 5 years.
Well, it might be exaggerated. Right? They're still one of the most respected places on planet Earth. Let's not exaggerate it, right? Well, explain to people what the Pinnacle Lean was, by the way.
So, especially when they had that 3 cent and 4 cent line, it worked really towards game time, towards kickoff of the game. Especially in college basketball, it was really good. So you take a team. Listen, I'll use a public team, but. Let's not use a public team. Let's use one of those teams that I always talk about, like Maine, some crazy team in football or something. So you'll see the line, maybe Maine -7, -$1.16, where there's seven flats everywhere else. Well, if Pinnacle is telling you we want no bets, we want no more bets on Maine -7, go to your local guy, go to the screen, go to the casinos. You'll see there's sevens everywhere, a plethora of sevens. If you want to bet about us, you have to lay -7, -16. Therefore, that was the end of the Pinnacle Lean. That was the word, what it was known for. The Pinnacle Lean is on Maine today on that particular game, and especially those smaller schools. So I don't want to use a bigger school like a Notre Dame or an LSU. You use especially those smaller schools. Boy, I tell you. That you didn't have to know anything about handicapping, anything about the teams, anything. This was a proven method. As a matter of fact, I know someone that put his kids through college off the Pinnacle Lean, and he listens too. He's going to hear this. He put his kids through college, made hundreds of thousands of dollars back in the early 2000s based on the Pinnacle Lean. True story.
Yeah, it's funny because as you were talking about it, I was like, I don't think I've heard that term in years. Maybe I'm just not locked into the same places that I would normally. But back in the day, you'd hear it all the time. You knew people were following it. You knew people were betting based on it. But it just seems like it's more rear view now than it is. I could be wrong about that. But interesting. What was something else? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just being blunt. The casinos, now we have so many options with the new companies from Euro and stuff. Now, granted, I know they're wider juice and wider margins on certain things, money lines and stuff, but you have such a great choice of places to play with now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not condoning any offshore betting. I'm not condoning far-off wagering. I'm just talking about something that happened more than two decades ago, and I thought it would be
back in the day.
Story.
Yeah, back in the day. That's what we're sort of reflecting on. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, the bonuses now, boy, I'm going to spoil it for myself because I didn't get there yet. I know a guy, and he's a giant fan of these shows, and he's been on a couple of these shows that just came back from Colorado. Wow, did he do good bonus-wise. I'll tell you, I pick up a couple grand here and there, $1,000, $2,000. In the beginning in Jersey, I was picking up $3,500 each time I went there, twice in a row, $3,500 and $2,800, I think I picked up. Well, Colorado is the real gold rush because he picked up five figures last week. Now, it's harder to get your money into the books over there. In other words, I can't just walk to any counter and with $5,000 and deposit or $10,000. They want you to use bank. Why are they? You have to. It's not. You have to use bank or one of the payment solutions. You can't use paper cash. So that's not a good thing for most people. But There's a lot of money. There's gold and then there are hills.
I asked you before. I was like, I'm surprised you don't spend more time in Colorado. I know you go back to New Jersey all the time. And look, New Jersey, whether it's BetMGM, whether it's DraftKings, whatever, like the options are so, the menu of betting options, you're like, oh, this is a pleasure to see, right? Like in-game stuff that's available. We're talking about the Dodgers and the Rays last night, how you could bet during the first inning on who'll win, who'll be the leader, you know, who'll be in the lead after the third inning, who'll be in the lead after the fifth inning. Like, there's all kinds of different things. And you look at that, you're like, oh, man, this is super exciting. But you haven't spent a great deal of time in Colorado, have you?
No, I haven't. I actually want to go, especially now that I know this guy made like 13 grand. I was like, wow. It's a good thing to do. I mean, you got to take advantage of that. You have to make up for their juice that they're gouging you on these the money lines. However, you know, the flat lines, I love going to Jersey. FanDuel, DraftKings, PointsBet, these places take my bets. I know they don't take a lot of guys' bets. I've had luck with DraftKings, you know, taking a couple bets anyway. Usually they'll find out Krakenberger's in the state, Krakenberger's betting, and they'll actually lower my limits too. So I'm not giving them a plug. I'm just saying at first I can bet. So it's fun. Lots of options in Jersey, baby.
All right, Bill, for the rest of the hour, he's got syndicate plays to share with us in the NFL. Again, not doesn't mean that the syndicate plays are the correct plays, but just to let you know what they are betting, and then you can judge accordingly from what Bill shares with us. And he's got some other things on his mind. We'll get to it all hour long right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
Every game means something more at BetMGM Sports, and new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 wager on the Giants-Eagles game tonight. And if either team scores a touchdown, you win. Just that simple. Sign up and make your first bet with bonus code VSIN100 to take advantage of the special offer. And if you're ready for showtime, then you're ready for BetMGM, the king of sports books. Download the BetMGM app today. Use promo code VSIN100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Giants-Eagles game. And if either team scores a touchdown, you win. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, or West Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in the state of Nevada. We have a little bit of breaking news in the NFL. Not exactly to a level breaking news from earlier this week, but Adam Schefter reporting that the Vikings and Ravens are finalizing a trade to send defensive end Yannick Ngakoue to Baltimore for a 2021 third round pick and a 2022 conditional fifth round pick. Sources tell ESPN. Schefter goes on to say the Vikings initially, if you recall, sent a 2021 second round pick and 2022 conditional fifth round pick to the Jags. Now they get most of that back. So Yannick Ngakoue on the move again, per Adam Schefter. By the way, we get tweets at Beating the Book. I just want to read a couple tweets here. This is from, this is from Len Glow. Len Glow. Listening to your show right now, that guy is correct. He's talking about Bill. That guy is Bill Krakenberg. That guy is correct. You need to know the commentator and how he gets his info. Personally, I listen to Pick Out Key Info. I never play a pick until I hear valid handicapping. Yes, thank you, Len. Appreciate that. Anthony DeShera. Listening to you guys today, and I realized how good you explain things for new guys. I think the one thing I dislike is analysts on major networks giving picks, and you know they have no money on the game. Put up or shut up. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Very kind of you. Bill Krakenberger with us here on A Numbers Game at VSiN. Bill, I know you have a second topic here. I think this is of interest to many people.
What a morning. I'm mentioning Pinnacle in one breath, and the next breath I'm mentioning Billy Walters. Okay. yeah. Breaking news here. Well, to me anyway, I woke up to it. Our friend David Payne Purdom, ESPN Chalk insider. Billy Walters has filed a lawsuit against Prett Bahara. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Bahara. And other former DOJ officials over illegal leaks in insider trading case. In a lawsuit filed today, Billy Walters accuses five senior federal law enforcement officials, including Preet Bharara, the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, of covering up and lying to federal court about illegal leaks of false information. So this is very interesting. Oh, yeah. You know, Billy got out early, a year and a half or 2 years early during the COVID. I was actually surprised to see this morning. I just figured, you know, you're happy to get out a little early. That's it.
Yeah. I would have thought so, too. Yeah. Apparently not.
Yeah, Preet's the former. He was, I think, fired by Trump within the last year or two. He was the attorney general out of New York. He's got a podcast, and he's still, you know, pretty active out there. But it's definitely interesting.
I love the insertion of he's got a podcast. doesn't everybody?
Yes,
he's got a podcast. Yeah.
But he's really—I mean—he's interesting. It's definitely interesting that he's on the receiving end of the lawsuit.
I'm sorry, Preet has a podcast?
He sure does. I'll look it up.
Wow. They were known as real hard asses. The Southern District—they were real tough on any kind of gambling cases, and they were really tough on people in general over there. So. It's interesting to see Billy going after them, and he must have his reasons, and I'm sure his lawyers have all their, you know, all their ducks in order over there. So I just found a little bit interesting here. Listen, for anyone that doesn't know, I have talked only well about Mr. Walters, let's call him, because he has only been a gentleman to everyone that I know. Very generous guy, almost like a Frank Sinatra. When Frank died, it came out all the people he was helping and the concerts he did and just gave the money to charity. Let me tell you something. Billy Walters, I know he was a shrewd sports bettor. I'll just tell you this, though. One of the most generous, fair guys that I've ever known in my life.
All right. Thanks for the update on that. David Payne Purdom with the story at ESPN.com. I assume he has the story. That was you saw that in his tweet, and then he has the associated story, Bill. Is that right?
Looks like a tweet right now. I don't know if he wrote a story, but he may.
All right. More information to come then. But David Purdom, a friend of network, reporting that first. So we'll see how that goes. You're right. Maybe I thought we'd sort of just be riding to the sunset, but apparently not. He's got a beef, and he's going to make it known, and he's going to go through the proper channels. We'll come back. Bill Krakenberger, Syndicate Plays next on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
This is the first week of a college football schedule, a full college football schedule, and we've updated the VSiN College Football Betting Guide accordingly, including all the teams for the Big Ten, Mid-Atlantic, and Pac-12. Get the guide plus everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $129. From now through February 8th, you'll get our weekly digital betting guides with pro and college football previews. That's not all, though. 24/7 live video stream and daily email updates featuring the best bets from every show host and guest. That is awesome. Plus breaking news, advanced stats, and game previews on VSiN.com. All of that. Get in the game. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to get your football midseason special today. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. It's Bill Krakenberger. It's Jason Kahn as well. That gentleman who Billy Walters is, he's suing him specifically? Was that the story?
I think as a group of people that were a part of it sounded to me like it was multiple people in that office, right?
I see.
Preet just was the head guy.
But Preet has a podcast. You say his podcast, you have to buy his podcast, though? You have to pay him?
Yeah, they like tease like a clip from it and then tell you you have to go pay for the cafe. I won't give it.
You know, Preston Johnson and I, some years ago, we were doing College Football Bowl Betting Guide podcast. And it was like 40 bowl games, right? And we would preview on four different podcasts, 10 each. And we tried this. We were like, one year we're going to do an experiment where we're going to give the first one free, and then we're going to charge $1, I think it was, for the other three. It was just this one-time thing we did a few years back. And, well, you know, and you make nothing, right, doing it. But you sort of realized, you sort of drove home the point, at least I believe in this, your podcast should always be free. Your podcast should be the billboard to everything else you do. But he charges for his? Who knows? Maybe some people can get away with that stuff, right?
I guess that seems to be his business model since he started.
But, like, does Adam Carolla and Joe Rogan, do they charge for their podcast?
They absolutely don't.
Yeah, come on now.
And they're pretty successful.
Yeah, I've heard they're pretty successful with their podcast. Bill Krakenberger is there. How you doing, Billy? Sorry, we didn't mean to shut you out there.
Good. No, it's good conversation you guys are having. It's interesting that, of course, podcasts should be free.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, they're getting exposure. They're on a national level sometimes, if not a local level, if they're always maybe selling something, a book or something. So absolutely, they should be free. I'm going to read a tweet also.
Please.
And this is an interesting tweet. I don't know the person, though. Phil Weiss. Bill Krakenberger, quite a great spot on Gil's show today, Bill. I love FanDuel at the Meadowlands, and I was there 6 days a week. 6 days a week? I didn't even see that part. 6 days a week. Do you go right from there, Phil, to the Gamblers Anonymous course? Okay. Anyway, until
wow.
I was 6 days a week until this last closure and reopening. I drove to Mahwah now so I can use the apps. Living up near Poughkeepsie, New York is a difficult thing for a sports gambler. You know, it's always shocking to me how now this is just one example, Phil. What about the hundreds of people every weekend going on the ferry from New York over to Jersey City or one of them? There's many stops, actually, to bet legally. I mean, it's really unbelievable that New York just dropped the boat. I mean, they just totally messed up here. And if I was to take a bet or if I was to make a bet, I'll tell you right now, I would have bet that sitting here in October 2020, they had sports betting in New York. Do you know, I know it's an old beaten subject, but I haven't heard it talked about lately. Imagine the money they're missing in the sports bars in Manhattan. You know, listen, I'm not going to say now. Let's use spring 2021 when hopefully everything will be open and, you know, return into a sense of normalcy. I'll just tell you now. The money that you're talking millions and millions of tax revenue dollars. I mean, if they were to set it at something like a Pennsylvania would or something, but whatever tax thing doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter to us, but they're missing so much tax dollars. And listen, it's New York. Everyone bets on something. Try to find a high rise in New York City during the Super Bowl that doesn't have a box pool. Good luck.
Yeah.
Everyone betting on stuff.
Yeah, we get such a kick out of seeing primetime action up in a New York sports bar right in the middle of Times Square next to sporting events. We get such a kick out of that because we know everybody's betting there. Someone said, I don't know who it was, but someone said, yeah, if you just legalized poker, you could wipe out the entire national debt. By the way, we never hear about the national debt anymore, do we? You could wipe that out if you legalized poker. I know people here in Nevada. You think that's nuts? You're talking about the ferry from New York. I know people in Nevada who are so into fantasy, Bill, that they drive across the border to California to do their fantasy stuff and then drive back in. I'm not sure if they're supposed to do that. I think they have a residence there as well. But they like, well, I have to be in Nevada this week, but I forgot to put in my fantasy, so I'm going to drive over there and come back. Like, that's how people have to do their things. Like, I want to stay doing what I'm supposed to do, but I can't be there this week, so I got to, like, make this ridiculous trip now and come back.
I never knew they did that. So they're driving over it's like when the lottery's a lot of money, they drive to the border to go play the lottery. Whatever the pick sixes are, I don't know what they're even called. Mega power.
It's nuts what people have to do. I mean, but that's what we live. That's the current state of affairs here. But you know, as the years go on, maybe we'll laugh at this, right? Maybe we'll look back. Oh, remember when it was first legalized, how you had to do this, all this random stuff. Who knows?
You know what? Up a really good point for people, though. So people don't know this, Gil, and we're going to inform them on it. You don't have to be a resident of the state you bet in to bet sports if you're in a legalized jurisdiction and airspace. So, I go back to Jersey, and I go back, I have a residency there, but it doesn't matter. I go back to Jersey, and I actually have all my apps, and my friends coming in from out of Pennsylvania, they could just show their ID and open up. You don't have to be a resident of that state to bet in that state. You just have to be in that state when you're placing the wager.
All right, Bill, before the break here, give us our first syndicate pick of the week. We'll get to the rest after the break.
Sure. Let's give you one of these totals. Unders, by the way, some unders are coming in. Game 457 rotation-wise, Detroit and Atlanta under 56.5. That would be the first one. The trend now is to go, just like I've been saying on your show every week, these bookmakers aren't going to be slapped around so much with these over monies, and the public and the squares and the sharps alike were betting overs and winning. That has been artificially inflated, and we're seeing a return to the mean now with the unders. Look how many primetime games have went under in a row now. So exactly what I was saying the opposite of last time. Look how many primetime games went over. So unders are the new trends.
So Detroit, Atlanta, under 57?
Yes.
Okay. And again, just to let everybody know who tuned into this or just landing on this segment for the first time, those are the syndicate plays. Doesn't mean that they're going to be right. Doesn't mean that at all. How have they been doing this year, though?
Oh, well, they're winning.
They're winning. That said, they're winning. Yeah. Should point that out.
Amazing early in the season. I mean, talking about almost 70%. It's crazy.
Jeez. All right. No guarantees of that moving forward, obviously, but that's how it's been so far. So Detroit, Atlanta, under 57, your first syndicate play of the week, which you won't hear anywhere else. Bill's got a few more of those. We'll get to them right after the break. We'll wrap it up with Bill Krakenberger, syndicate plays right here on Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. You instantly get a list of quality candidates from Indeed's resume database the moment you sponsor a job. Get started at Indeed.com/credit. It's Gil Alexander. We got lots of screens here in the studio here at the lovely South Point. And I'm looking, they're always filling content over there at the Worldwide Leader when Stephen A's on. It says, New York City mayor has power to block Mets sale to Steve Cohen. That would reopen the door for A-Rod and J-Lo. Why are they so intent on that theme? Just, you know, go to Steve Cohen, please.
They need a cool factor with the Mets desperately.
No.
It feels desperate.
We don't need A-Rod and J-Lo to have the team. We don't. Anyway, I'm distracted like a child. Bill Krakenberger is here. Syndicate plays, everybody. The first one just given moments ago. Under on Detroit, Atlanta at 57. What do you got next, Billy?
Cool. We'll get into them again in 1 second. I want to just give you some credit about something that, again, is unscripted. So last night, I go to bed very late. Midnight, I popped my laptop open, and or my iPad, actually, and I found something that I think you tweeted out or the station. I think you tweeted out. It was an interview, maybe your first interview, with Brent Musburger.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my,
what was that like in the first couple of weeks that VSiN was on air?
It was when VSiN first started. First of all, it was Al Bernstein, then me, and then Brent. That was the lineup. And so I was the little pisher in between these two legends. You know, it was like, you know, it was just unbelievable. Brent and I used to do some shows together on the weekends. Brent would basically, you know, hit ground balls at me, and I would have to, you know, field the ground balls because he was liable to talk about any subject. And then every once in a while during those Saturdays, I would sort of turn it on Brent every once in a while and be like, hey, Brent, you know, that time Eminem was in the studio for college football, was he high? Like, you know, I'd work up the nerve to ask Brent these questions. And then I would ask him about the NFL Today. I'd be like, hey, that story about you and Jimmy the Greek getting in a fight back in the day in the bar, could you tell me about that?
Absolutely. This is wonderful. So yeah. For anyone that wants to listen, find Gil's tweet yesterday, that first show. I thought it was really cool. I was like, wow, thanks. I never knew this. Well, interviewing, you know, it was great.
Yeah. That's very kind of you to say that, but really all thanks to Brent. And I mean that because for him to open up about that stuff was, I mean, first of all, I mean, imagine here's Brent Musburger who, you know, we all grew up watching, sharing sort of the insights on all of the stories of his career. I can't even remember, like you said, I did it so long ago, it was 3 years ago, that I don't remember all of the things we talked about, but I know he talked about Howard Cosell too, like his experiences with Howard Cosell. Yeah. Any Howard Cosell story I'm into, right?
This great. This was really, it was really fun. Never knew it was there. And I, like I said, I just,
Thank you for bringing it up. You know, it's hard to find these things now. Like even for me who did the podcast, like I needed help. I was like, can you find this original Brent thing? Like I can't find it anywhere. So it took a little while, but we got to it. So,
and I think we're going to retweet that out today with the clip.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. No, it's awesome. And there's some stuff I'm forgetting about, but we talked about Phyllis, you know, the NFL today. I mean, imagine Phyllis George, like first woman on a mainstream NFL show. Then you had Jimmy the Greek, first gambling references. Then you had Jane Kennedy, first African-American female. I mean, it was just all this one thing after another. And so we talked about all these different things. It was really, really cool of Brent.
I loved it.
Eminem, was he high or not? The question that's been burning on everybody's mind.
Really cool. But, okay, let's get back into some of these things. And, you know, an advertiser on the show I've spoke about before, an advertiser on the network, a big advertiser, Odds Trader, I was just looking at their stuff. They have it's the go-to place for me for odds in New Jersey, Colorado. You just click on the state and you get the odds for all the sports books that I can't get on Don Best. I use Don Best. I pay $500 a month, but some of these sports books are not on Don Best. The real lines of FanDuel and Points Bet. I have to go to Odds Trader for them, and there's a lot more there. So check that out. And, let's go back to some of these syndicate plays. And you know, that number was, so we don't want to mislead people. The number on the Detroit Lions Atlanta was 56.5. Let's go on to another under. By the way, that's, like I said, it's probably the return to the mean. And I've been talking about it on multiple platforms. Sooner or later, this has to happen. They couldn't have, you know, they lost so much. Listen, the week that Kansas City played either San Diego or Denver, and they were a 9.5-point favorite, and the LA Chargers. I think it was the Chargers. And the Chargers, I think, were beating them the whole game. And if they would have lost that game outright, because by they went to overtime, Kansas City won overtime by 3. That game made all the people win the teasers and the money lines. But that was the week that every single money line up and down the chart was winning there. That probably would have been the worst week Nevada or sports books in general ever had. That Sunday. So, and all the overs were coming out and the favorites were all winning on the money line parlays. It would have been a disaster for a lot of these books. I would have had to get the collection bucket out again for some of the sports books. Going back into that, the unders now, and the reason why I'm leading into another one here, Pittsburgh Steelers, Tennessee, under 51.5. That would be the second play that the syndicate guys, and when I say syndicate guys, These are sharp sports betting syndicates that actually bet. These aren't the guys that people talk about on air and say we took a bet from a sharp guy or something. They maybe don't even know if they're sharp. So this is the real deal stuff. Lots of NFL. This is shocking. We're in week 7, I think, now. This is shocking that all this NFL is being bet. I'll just go down a little. Oh, by the way, the third total was New York Giants, Philadelphia, over 44. I believe that's tonight's game.
That's tonight. Yep. Over. Yeah, yeah. You said over 44.
Over 44. It's hard to believe that the Giants could score any points to go over on any situation. But Philadelphia, you know, listen, they scored a lot of fourth quarter points last week, and trying to come back against Baltimore and actually covering, hurting a lot of people. I think it was 17-0 halftime. This game was about 7.5, and you know, you have to think you're blown away on the game, and then they wind up coming back at the end there in Philly. And of course, as they were coming back, the Philly fans were beating up other fans in the stadium first week back. Congratulations, Philly. Okay. So
fun. Stay classy. Yeah.
No, they're tough fans though, man. Love Philly fans. They're heart and soul, man.
You know what I love about them? They're knowledgeable fans too. I respect that about them.
Yes. They really know how to throw snowball Santa Claus. Yeah. Okay. Let's go down to this. So we talked about that's true, though. Yeah, that's what they.
That's true.
Yeah, they had a jail in the stadium in the old Vet. Are you kidding me?
You know they got a courtroom at the bottom of this one here in Vegas. You know that, right?
No, and in our new stadium here, the Allegiant Stadium.
Yes, we do.
Oh my God!
A little courtroom and a little cell. That's the word. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I love to not go in it. I like to just take some pictures of it. That's pretty
Jason,
cool.
Jason, make sure I'm not making that up, by the way.
I will do some research.
Yeah, man, but that's the word, yeah.
I've heard that, though.
Yep.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
And there should be.
Jason said, and there should be. You might be right. Yeah.
Cleveland Browns, some of the sides. Listen, I hate betting NFL sides, but sure enough, I swear it's amazing how these guys, for the early morning Monday bets, have been getting the money constantly this year. So even on the NFL, Cleveland Browns -3, Arizona +3.5, Buffalo Bills -13. It's just, wow. They're playing the Jets. Am I right?
Yes. They could only be playing the Jets if they're 13-point road favorites. Yes.
Road favorite. The Jets may be just playing for a number one pick there. I don't know. It may be laying an egg. So, I mean, there's a couple games. Of course, there's a lot of college games on my list here, but they were just the NFL. People want to know about the NFL. They don't want to know about anything else. They just want to know about the fun NFL, which everyone loves to bet. So let me
review those. Under Detroit, Atlanta, 56.5. Under Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Over the Giants in Philadelphia tonight.
Over.
And then the sides. Yeah, the sides are Cleveland, Arizona, and Buffalo.
And Buffalo. And, you know, I think the Buffalo game, it's still around the same. Listen, I don't like laying double digits on anything anyway. But, you know, don't forget, guys, it's any given Sunday, anything can happen. Yes, the Jets can win that game outright. And, you know, it'll be like, oh, my God, how did the Jets win? It's any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday. Are all those totals still around where they got them, though, Bill?
No. That's why it's hard to give them out, because I just like to let the public know, maybe if they come back a little bit. You know, like the Pittsburgh one is 50.5. Listen, you don't want to go under 50.5, but you want to go under that key number. And yes, there is key numbers in the NFL totals. You want to go under 50, 51. This way you get the push if it's 27, 24, or whatever it may be. You know, but it's not like it was years ago when the lower totals, when a total on a game was 37. A total on a game is 37. Yeah. It's much more likely to land in a game that's 56. So, I think the average total now is 48 or 48.5. What a difference from years ago. And we have half a dozen games sometimes that are lined above 50. That's just crazy. So
it's a different game, man. Yeah.
I expected that return to the mean, and I expected these games to start falling under. I just, you know, the primetime games were all going over. I mentioned it, and all of a sudden now the big revert, and now they're going under, and I'm sure the public's getting their heads kicked in, betting over still.
So Cleveland and Arizona, though, are either where they were or better than where they were in terms of the sides. Buffalo has gone up a little. And then the totals are not quite where they were, so let's make sure that we're being judicious about waiting for them to come back, or if it's not too much of a move, but we need to mention that they're not exactly where they were. Jason, you said something. Am I correct about that?
Yes, I have confirmation that there is a jail and a courthouse in the Raiders Allegiant Stadium.
So think about that, Bill. Not just a jail, but an actual courthouse to adjudicate the matter.
Unbelievable.
I love that.
It should be a TV show.
They've thought about everything, haven't they? Allegiant Stadium. One day we'll be able to go in there. The people are getting some tours, though, I hear, as well, if you're into that kind of thing.
Wow.
Bill, appreciate it as always, man. Thank you for that information and all those stories earlier on.
Great show today. Excellent, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Krakenberger, everybody, at Bill Crackman with the K on Twitter. I am on the Dodgers tomorrow. We still have time to talk about it, but I'm on the Dodgers tomorrow. So is Jason. Paul Spohr, he's Oppo. Good luck with the football game tonight. I'm on the Eagles. From all of us at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.